ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வைதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாயாஹ பதயே நமஹ. அரண்யகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 33. ஷூர்ப்ணக இன்சைட்ஸ் ராவணா. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Her soul was heavy with the disgrace that Rama and Lakshmana had laid upon her. She was filled with rage to see that Ravana minded her not, though her plight was pitiable to see. Ever sunk in the mire of lust and sensuality, you give unbridled license to your passions and thoughts, bound to see far into the future and provide against the dangers therein. You are ignorant of them even when they are at your heels. Like the impure fire in the crematorium, men shun the king who, greedy and self-willed, loses his intellect and will in the slough of low pleasures. He who bestows not care and personal attention upon the affairs of state in the right time and place brings sure destruction upon himself, the kingdom, and its concerns. Elephants avoid deep miry rivers. Even so, subjects avoid the presence of the king who utilizes not aright his messengers, envoys, ambassadors, and spies, who gives not due audience to his people on stated occasions, and who is a tool in the hands of others. Like mountains engulfed in the depths of the ocean, prosperity and fame are strangers to him who, ever dependent upon others, seeks not the welfare of the kingdom entrusted to his care. Devas, Gandharvas, Dhanavas are your relentless foes. Full well do you know they are ever on the watch to drag you down. Yet you utilize it not aright, your envoys and spies. You fritter away your intellect and strength in brutish pleasures. Are you not ashamed to call yourself a king? You are as ignorant as a babe. Nay, you are infinitely lower in the scale. You acquaint yourself not with things absolutely necessary for your safety and good. Are you not ashamed to call yourself a king? Where lies the difference between ordinary men and a king who dare not call his wealth, policy, power, and messengers his own? Kings are said to be endowed with clear sight, since they see and hear through their spies everything that takes place in their country or of others. Now you know not how to use your men. Your ministers and advisers are but an ignorant rabble. Lo, your kin and subjects have been annihilated in Janasthana on your frontiers, yet you know it not. Rama, an insignificant mortal, has made short work of 14,000 cruel Rakshasas led by Trishiras, Dhushan and Kara, your brother. Can nothing rouse a spark of shame in you? Let that be. Rama has promised refuge and protection to the rishis of Dandaka. Janasthana is in ruins. Dandaka is now the fearless and favorite resort of your late victims. You hear this and yet are dead to every sense of shame? You are a miser that rewards not your men as they deserve. Overflowing with blind self-conceit, you are yet a slave to others. It needs no ghost to tell it when I see that you are all ignorant of the great danger that is even now upon you. Do you dream that your subjects will flock to your standard in times of danger, and you, so hopelessly cruel, arrogant, their secret enemy who robs them of the honor and reward that is their due? His very men take advantage of his danger to kill him if the ruler is haughty, boastful, liable to sudden bursts of wrath, and utterly unamenable to good advice. He is hunted from his kingdom and is more insignificant than a blade of grass. If he does not do things at the right season, if he has not the wholesome fear of what should be avoided. Withered wood, stones and dust are useful at times, but a fugitive king has not even that merit. Like a soiled garment or a faded garland, he is utterly useless, be he ever so clever. Long and happily does he reign, the king who is prudent, far-seeing, self-controlled, grateful and loyal to Dharma. The coveted object of a nation's reverence is he who, sleeping or awake, has his eyes of statecraft ever open. His favor and displeasure are ever fruitful. Ravana, you are evil-hearted and possess none of these excellences. What more glaring proof than your dreadful ignorance of the misery of your subjects? It comes natural to you to insult others, to slight your foes, to be steeped in low pleasures, never to speak or act in time and place, and to be cursed with an intellect that has not been trained to discriminate merits and defects. Hence, you are not far from disgrace, defeat, exile, and death. Ravana, who stood higher than all others in power, pride, and strength, heard his sister out as she pointed his defects in lurid colors. And long and earnestly did he take counsel with himself, for there was Maricha, who was dead against his fighting with Rama, and here was a sister who hotly incited him to do it. Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahini Gunavdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.